You down. Are back in the zone, live from the Fury Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Welcome back to the zone. I'll tell you about my friends, Rocktown Distillery. Rocktown does a fantastic job. Phil Brandon, as a matter of fact, we're going to have to get Phil back up here again. Tell all you folks what exactly they got going down there at Rocktown Distillery. First legal distillery in Arkansas since Prohibition. That's big time. They got many award-winning spirits. They use local grains, local farmers. The newest product is the Apple Pie Arkansas Lightning. Tastes amazing. This stuff is flavored with real apple, cinnamon, and other spices. And, you know, that's just kind of, when it's this time of year, I don't know, it's just something you want that. Also, Rocktown Distillery has plain Arkansas Lightning, bourbon whiskey, hickory smoked whiskey, Riverboat Rum, Brandon's Vodka, and gin. If you go to your local liquor store, just ask them. I'm sure they have it. If not, tell them to order it. That Apple Pie Lightning goes great with some ginger ale on the rocks, a little martini. They also offer distillery tours, 1216 East 16th Street. That's right near the Heifer International Building. If you want more information on the website, ArkansasLightning.com, and they do give tours for the distillery. That's the Apple Pie Arkansas Lightning. It's the newest product, and it's local. Support them. Give it a try. Great people over there. You will not be disappointed. All right, let's go straight to our Stickies hotline for a good friend of ours, Coach Bobby Vent. What's going on, Coach?
Pat, how are you, bud?
Oh, fantastic. Just me, Pigskin Preacher, sitting here trying to figure out how important this weekend's going to be because we've been waiting. When you think about everything that's happened in football over this past year, you know, basketball, we're going to find out a lot in terms of the Arkansas team tonight playing the top 10, but BCS is going to be decided by Saturday night, so it's a big weekend in sports, no doubt. UALR is playing tomorrow night, back again at the Jack Stevens, so many, many things going on.
You bet. I tell you, I'm excited and really excited about Mike's ball club tonight in Fayetteville, and you know, they played Wisconsin, which is a heck of a ball club, and made a decent showing. I know Mike wasn't pleased with the outcome, but he's got a young group and they've got to finish things. But I think this ball game tonight, Pat, will get a chance to gauge, you know, the interest up there. We hope to have, you know, 19,000. I don't know what we're going to have, but mm-hmm. I know one thing, and having watched you play all those years and Coach Richardson's team and Mike's teams, a packed house, a lot of excitement sure helps that system and the style of play.
Yeah, there's no question. You get guys running faster, shooting better, jumping higher, and you're going to need it because that Syracuse team's a beast, legit top 10 team in the country.
No doubt. And, you know, they're going to play that 2-3 zone for 40 minutes. And, you know, in listening to Mike and some of his reports on the ball club, you know, he's looking for a little bit maybe better perimeter shooting from some kids. And he's got young kids, and they're going to have to break that zone down. They're going to have to spot up, and they're going to have to disrupt everything Syracuse is doing defensively and offensively, and it's going to be a heck of a challenge. Should be a great ball game. I'm excited about watching it.
I want to ask you about Hunter Mickelson because you're a big man. You've coached, you've played it, you've coached it, you've watched it. It's in your blood, and I'm a big fan of his because the kid has great hands. He could run the floor. He's got great instincts. We see how well he blocks shots. He passes well. He's very alert. So I think he's got all the tools there. And now you look at, you know, maybe he's not coming along as fast as some people would say. And I always have said, big guys, you just don't know when it's going to click for them. They tend to develop a little faster. But I know you have, just because of, you know, you love watching those big guys, I know you have a lot more insight and understanding of how his progression has been.
Well, you know, I think the world of Hunter as well. And sometimes I think in following him last year and early this year, you know, couple of things happened to him. First of all, his body took a different form immediately that summer before his freshman year, and he gained, gosh, I think 35-40 pounds. Secondly, he went from being in the 3A conference that he played in at Jonesboro Westside to the SEC.
Right.
And I think that, although he played in great competition in his AAU, I think that has an impact on some kids. He didn't bang every night just like some of these kids do that are coming in as freshmen. My son is experiencing the same thing, I think. You know, even though he played in 7A ball, he didn't see the same kind of competition he's seeing where he's at, and there was a transition there. Hunter, and I mentioned to you this last night, Pat, you know, Hunter's used to playing 32 minutes, or if he were in college, you know, in a, maybe a different system, 40 minutes or 38 minutes or 35 minutes. I think Hunter has got to adjust his game to where he's got to make some things happen with fewer minutes, because Mike just doesn't play anybody, not just Hunter, 30 minutes. You know, I think the average minutes when you played for Nolan, and the average minutes, they didn't want you to play, what, 28 minutes or 26?
You're doing good, yeah. If you got 28, 29 up to 30, yeah, you're doing good. Of course, if they played me 35, it was probably bad, because it wouldn't. You don't want a guy like me having to play 35 minutes.
No, but they just it's a little more of a challenge, Pat, in my opinion, for a guy to get into the game rhythm. Now, you know, I don't know. I think it's just been a tough transition for Hunter.
Sure.
I think he lost a half a step when he gained all that weight.
He did put on some weight. Now, he looks thick up top, for sure.
And he needs that strength and bulk. Mm. But, you know, in Mike's system, you know, you don't have to be bulky and big and strong, because things are happening so quick. You know, before those big, bulky, strong guys can get to the other end, the offensive end, it's over quite often.
You know what I envisioned for him would be those guys trapping in the backcourt, trapping right there when guards get to the front court, and forcing guys to attack the basket out of control. And I just envisioned Hunter just being there and just picking them off, playing volleyball with those layups all day and starting to break off block shots.
You know, that's a good point, Pat. And if you recall last night when Steve Shields went to that 1-3-1 half court and he put James White on the top.
Right, right.
I know exactly what you're saying, and I think Mike has done stuff like that. Y'all did that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Some of those get into passing lanes, take a big guy, put him at the top or whatever. And I think there's a lot of things you can do with Hunter, and I think that light's going to go off. It may not go off on Hunter as quick because of the transition that he's making, but I think the world of him, and I think he's going to be a great player. And I'll tell you one thing. Last year when Coach Anderson came to speak at tip-off, the first person he talked about that he thought had a great future was Hunter Mickelson. So we'll see.
Everyone loves him. Coach Bobby Vint joining us. And, Coach, it was good to see you and have you on the halftime broadcast at the UALR game last night. Snuck it off 58-56, and you alluded to a little bit of the changes Coach Shields put into place in that second half. Just give us your assessment of the team up to this point.
Well, you know, he's got 9 new faces, and he's got 4 guys that have experienced, well, for instance, last night, the opening conference game, he's got 4 guys on his squad, and only 3 were there because Gus Leeper's experiencing some leg issues or whatever. So they don't have a lot of experience to draw from in preparing mentally for that ball game. I told Steve this morning when we talked, when you're a team like Troy, Pat, and you're on the road for your conference opener, and you're on the road, there is a heightened sense of urgency about that ball game. I'm sure it is with that coaching staff, Coach Maestri, and the players.
Right.
I'm not sure our guys being at home and maybe being a little bit comfortable, there's no reason that they should be. I don't care where they play. They just weren't into it, obviously.
They did, and, yeah. Step behind, not as alert. You're right. It was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like we talked at half last night, I thought we were dead-legged. And Steve felt like that maybe, and I think one of his coaches mentioned that to him after the game, actually before the game, after the early warm-ups, that they were a little dead-legged. And, mm-hmm. and that Mexico trip can do that. But, you know, in spite of everything last night, you know, they did some good things. They need to finish shots. Mm. Now, they shot a lot better in the second half. What, 27% in the first half and 57% in the second half. And they ended up, well, they ended up with seven turnovers, but they only had three in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
They had seven in the second half.
They shot it a whole lot better, though, and you know that makes the game a lot easier when you can shoot it.
Pat, it does, and that's why I've always said that shooting is the most important skill in the game of basketball. It will cover up a lot of deficiencies that a player might have. I mean, look at yourself.
Oh, buddy, I still got deficiencies, Coach.
No,
and fortunately, I can't shoot the microphone, so there's no way for me to help myself on the radio. But, yeah, I can make up for a lot of mistakes, definitely.
But do you remember at half when we were talking about that missed back door that Troy had right before the half?
Yes.
That they could have had, and there was a couple other things that they didn't finish. Well, you remember in the second half, they hit a couple of those back doors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got in a situation where we had to get out there and pressure, and Coach Maestri brought him up, free throw line extended, and, you know, we're still pressuring, they backdoored and had a couple of layups. But I thought, and I listened to your postgame, you know, Taggart just, it's amazing what that kid does for that basketball team, and he stepped up.
Mm-hmm. The fixer.
And he made that three-pointer. He made the three-point old-fashioned way when he went in there with that collision, and he guarded some big guys bigger than him. They weren't big, but they were 6'6", 6'7", and I thought Will Neighbor from, you know, he played 38 minutes, put in a yeoman's work
on
both ends of the floor.
And he needed to. You know, he's a guy that's a tough matchup. He can shoot it. He can play in the post. He defends big guys. And so tomorrow night we have Louisiana Monroe, 4:30, the ladies tip-off, and 7 p.m. Hope to see you there. Coach Bobby Vint joining us here on the Stickies Hotline. Coach, I want to talk about the tip-off club a little bit.
Yeah.
And just, of course, brag on you and Ray Tucker and everybody else that has added to that. I think it's fantastic for the city. And the guests that you guys have been able to put together, and I know that's what you spearhead is getting people in there, the coaches, just the basketball influence that you've brought to Little Rock over the past few years has been amazing. What year is this for the
tip-off? This is year seven, Pat.
Wow, that's fast. I can't believe that, huh?
You know, this was actually the brainchild of Terry Hartwick. We tried to piggyback what David was doing over with the Touchdown Club, and Terry and I grew up together, and we've been involved in state final stuff earlier, and we're going to do it again this spring. But so, and you know, I was fortunate that I've had the background of where I knew all these folks and been acquainted with them, or knew somebody that knew them.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoy bringing this amenity to Central Arkansas, and we've got a real loyal membership over there, and we invite people to come out. We're going to get kicked off. You may have read this morning, Wally had a piece about it, December the 10th.
Okay.
James Dickey is going to be here, coach at the University of Houston.
Nice.
Of course, James is a native of Arkansas, Valley Springs, and played at UCA,
mm-hmm.
and then coached at Arkansas and other places. So we're excited about having James here. And then the 21st, Mike Anderson will be down. That's the day before they play here in Little Rock,
right,
which I believe is 22nd. And we're anxious to get Mike in and let him talk about his ball club. He'll have played played Syracuse, and I'm not sure who else is on there before.
Michigan next Friday. I'm going to be there. Excuse me, next Saturday. I'm going to be there, Coach.
Well, we'll have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, you know it.
And then we'll open up after the holidays, January 7th, with Tom Collin, the women's coach in Arkansas. So we're excited about it, and we're excited about recognizing some of our better high school players, boy and girl, and I look forward to another season.
Coach, we appreciate you joining us here, and I know you're going to be glued to the TV this year because you're a basketball man, but I know you're always appreciate a good football game, too, and hope to see you at that UALR game tomorrow night if you can.
Yeah, we'll visit at half again.
Let's do it. You're the man, Coach Bobby Vent. I appreciate you, Coach. Thanks for all the hard work. You really, because of your hard work and Terry and Ray and all those guys, it definitely makes a basketball junkie like myself real happy at these times of the year.
Well, Pat, you're a great ambassador for the game. You're an excellent ambassador for the university in Central Arkansas, and it's a great sport, as you well know, and I love just being a part of it.
Amen, Coach. Appreciate you.
All right, bud.
Later. Bye. Coach Bobby Vent. It's a fun deal, Pigskin. I know you like sports in general, and you like and just hearing guys at the top of their profession, and they get characters in there. It's a fun deal, man.
I might need to go over there and hear some of that.
Come on, hang out. Sounds as a matter good. Of fact, I'll probably do a few shows from over there. Certainly, I try to do as many as we can. They're very, you know, they help us with the setup and everything.